So I wanted to start off by doing something maybe a little bit different, and maybe it's too youthy, I don't know. But if you have your Bible, grab your Bible and hold it way above your head. This is my Bible, and I want you to repeat after me. This is my Bible. The undisputable Word of God. It is what it says it is. It does what it says it is. I am who it says I am. And it says some pretty good stuff. I don't know if you've read it or not, but it says some pretty good stuff. This also may be a little odd to start off a sermon by, but who in here knows Bob Vila? Yeah, Bob Vila, the master of home improvement, the DIY guru, that guy. So I found a little clip from, of all places, YouTube. So Isaac, if you want to go ahead and show that clip, that'd be great.
Hi, I'm Bob Vila. Welcome home again. We've got lots of carpentry happening here today. We're going to be building a new entry into the house. It's what's called a farmer's porch. We'll show you how to deck it and put the roof on. And in the workshop, Riley is building a medicine chest for the bathroom using just one sheet of plywood. And back here, we'll be working in one of the bathrooms, putting in a tub-shower combination. So stick around. It's good to have you home again.
Sears presents Bob Vila's Home Again.
Every Saturday morning, I heard that. Every Saturday morning, that's what I woke up to because my dad wanted to watch it. So instead of watching Ninja Turtles or Scooby-Doo, I was watching home improvement shows. So I guess you could say that I grew up with Bob Vila, but I learned a lot more than just DIY projects from him. So who in here likes do-it-yourself projects? I know one person does down here. I like DIY projects just because I can save money, and that's really about it. I like the sense of accomplishment, to know that I can fix something, you know, things like that. It's good to have that knowledge. The other day we noticed that our shower faucet was leaking more than it ever had. So, like any good homeowner, I watched a YouTube video on how to fix it. So anyway, I watched the video, I took it all apart, and then I realized that our house was built in the 1800s. And I had picked up the wrong parts at Menards. So the next day I had to wait for the hardware to open up, and I got the last rubber faucet gasket, and I replaced the seal, and I felt real accomplished. It wasn't leaking. So the next time the year shower is leaking, call a plumber. Don't call me. I've been in church services for most of my life, and so I know that any good sermon has 3 points, right, Manny? 3 points. So I have 5. I hope that we can get out of here in time to beat the rush to Pizza Ranch, but you might not. So to have a good do-it-yourself kind of faith, I think that we need to do a few things to really make that faith stick in our lives. The first thing is that we need to prepare the surface. A couple of weeks ago, we got a wooden playset from some friends in Grinnell, and it was in some trees, and so it had about this much moss built up on it. I mean, it was nasty. So what would happen if I tried to stain it with this much moss on it? Probably wouldn't hold up. And I can remember when I went and got the stain at Menards, the guy said, it's all in how you prepare the surface. And so I thought about that for a little bit, and I thought, prepare the surface. That's kind of what we need to do in our lives. We need to get rid of that stuff that won't make it stick in our lives. So little did he know that the guy that works at Menards is part of the sermon this morning. So that phrase stuck out to me, and how can we do that in our lives? So when I was cleaning the moss off of that playset, my hands got really dirty, my knees hurt, my back hurt, you know, things like that. It's pretty hard work, but it'd be worth it if I don't have to restain it in a couple months, definitely. So if we get rid of the sin and all the stuff in our lives that film in our lives, we can truly make our faith and our paint stick. Hebrews 12:1 says, therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. God doesn't want you to live life, you know, bound by sin. He wants you to be free. He has some great plans for you. When I was in high school, I ran track about 30 pounds ago. And we used to train with a parachute tied to our backs. And when you would run, it would fill up with air, and it would be hard to run. It was so much easier to run a 100-yard dash without the parachute on you. It's so much easier to run without that weight on you. So the same is with our faith. It's so much easier to live the life that God wants for us if we get rid of all that sin and that stuff in our lives that trips us up and slows us down. So prepare the surface. The second thing is that we don't need to be afraid to ask for help. Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. So that means that we're not gonna get sharp if somebody doesn't sharpen us. So maybe somebody has been on the journey longer than us, and maybe they have some things for us. At the same time, you know, it'll make things easier too. I can remember lots of times where I needed an extra pair of hands to help me with a heavy board or, you know, nail in something in a DIY project. It'll make things easier, but at the same time, sparks might fly. At the same time, you know, it may be hard, it might be loud, it even might hurt. So, as iron sharpens iron, a friend sharpens a friend. So I often think of the song, Lean on Me, and the line that says, just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. And I just thought, you know, how often do we not do that? How often do we say, oh yeah, we just need to do it all ourselves. You know, don't be afraid to ask somebody for some help. I remember lots of... Oh, okay. I already said that. Sorry. So, ask for some help. Don't be afraid to ask for some help. And three, follow some sort of direction. Who in here does not follow the instructions? Like, they just take the instructions and throw them away. There's a special place in heaven for you guys, because I have to see where bolt A goes into which board and stuff like that. So I like to see the diagrams, and I like to picture it and things like that. So maybe we should start following some direction from some of those who have more experience than us. Maybe we should start following some some direction from the Bible, from the manual that God gave us. Maybe we should start following the one who gave an example for us. So imagine what a DIY project would look like if we didn't have the power of YouTube or Pinterest. We'd be lost. Our projects would probably be a mess, and so would our lives if we didn't have an instruction manual for life. Whatever the directions are, follow them, and that also leads to the next point, to make it your own. If you create something from scratch, chances are you'll want other people to do it. So you'll put it on Pinterest or something like that. That's what we need to do with our faith, not necessarily put our faith on Pinterest. But we need to do that with Jesus. Make him our own. Find out what the Bible says on our own. Don't take, you know, anybody else's word for it. Don't take your parents' word for it, what the Bible says. Don't take the pastor's word for it. You know, find out what it says on your own. Don't rely on other people to do the dirty work for you, to say, you know, the Bible says this. Make sure you know what it says. There's a book out there that I've been reading called First Hand, Ditching Secondhand Religion for a Faith of Your Own. And the authors said, a handed down faith that you've never owned for yourself doesn't give you meaning to your life. You might sort of wear it, but it doesn't say much about who you are. Hand-me-down faith may work when things are going well, but when pressure and problems hit, what you thought you believed will crumble. So make it your own. Don't hang on to the coattails of your parents. Don't trust what everyone says. Read it for yourself. Find out for yourself. I used to watch a TV show after school every day called Reading Rainbow. And one of the lines that I loved and hated, because that meant the show was about over, was when LeVar Burton said, "You don't have to take my word for it." Don't take anybody else's word for it. Make sure you find out for yourself what the Bible says and what it has to say about your life. You've probably heard the old saying that if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. If you teach a man to fish, then you fed him for a lifetime. That's how it is with our faith. You know, if somebody hands you something, you know, that may satisfy you for here and now, but if they teach you how to do something, that'll last a lifetime. And the last thing that I wanted to mention this morning is that more than anything, God wants you to rest. God wants you to rest in him. After you have done a DIY project, the first thing that I want to do is take a nap, because I'm tired. And God wants you to rest in him. So I want you guys to close your eyes and just listen to this verse as I read it. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it and learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything or heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn how to live freely and lightly. So I just want to just spend the next few minutes, next few moments in just silence. And that maybe God wants you to rest this morning. Maybe God wants you to forget everything that might be going on after church, to forget about everything that happened before service, to just rest in him, to just listen to him.
Breathe.
Let that be the prayer of our hearts today, Lord, that I will rest in you. Come, help us to come to you and find rest. Lord, that's something that I think you desire for all of us, is to just completely trust and completely rest in you. Lord, and I know that a lot of us have things in our minds, Lord, and I just ask that you would help us to just rid ourselves of those things, to just help us to just completely rest in you, to trust you and to love you and to love others in all that we do. And Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.